So if you haven't heard, the Moms Who Create Journal is here. I am so excited to share this with you all. I've created this journal for you to fill with your project ideas, whether you're a writer, artist, entrepreneur, musician, or just a creative of any kind. If you're listening to this podcast, I guarantee that this journal is for you. With over 100 blank pages to plan your dreams, here's a space for your creativity to take flight. Go to momswhocreate.com/journal for more information. Available now on Amazon.
And so I encourage everybody who comes into our courses, they all, I don't have time to do this. Like, you know what, just 15 minutes a day, that's all you really need. Yeah. And you can either learn photography or you can use that for practicing, but it's something that is just for you. And I think that is just so important when you are a parent, actually at any age.
Welcome to the Moms Who Create podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Heil, and I am thrilled to share a podcast that celebrates the incredible moms who are pursuing their creative passions. Are you a mom who feels like you just can't balance your creative pursuits with the demands of motherhood? Each week, I'm bringing you interviews with accomplished and talented moms who have made their creative dreams a reality. I talk to writers, artists, musicians, and entrepreneurs who have successfully found a way to do what they love while raising the ones they love. Some of the writers I talk to are New York Times best-selling authors, while some are self-published first-time authors. I also share my own insights and resources to help you navigate the unique challenges of being a mom who creates. So whether you're an early bird or a night owl, a seasoned pro, or just starting out, I want you to know that you can pursue your creative passions and be an amazing mom at the same time. Grab a cup of coffee, a notebook, and get ready to join our community of like-minded moms who are on a mission to live intentionally and create with purpose. This is the Moms Who Create podcast, and I can't wait to share this journey with you. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to this week's episode of the Moms Who Create podcast. So Audrey Murray is a multi-passionate photographer who loves to find and capture the beauty in the chaos of everyday life. She founded Live Snap Love out of a desire to open the door to photography for other moms and have fun in the process. Today we go over the disconnect between traditional photography learning and her strategy for moms. Over the last 7 years, she has taught thousands of students how to master their cameras and take their photos to the next level through her unique, easy-to-follow frameworks and down-to-earth style. I love her style. Today, we're chatting about all things photography and motherhood. Stick around to the end of the episode for a promo code to get Audrey's 5-day beginner's photography bootcamp for free. She was so kind to give it to all of my listeners. Audrey is absolutely fantastic. Enjoy today's episode. Audrey, thank you for being with me today. You are a photographer. You do amazing things. You have a podcast. You founded Live Snap Love. Just, I love everything you do. Can't wait to chat about it. So thank you for joining me.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here.
Before we jump into all that and talk about all the things you do, first, just give us an overview about you.
So I am a wife. I've got one child who is now 14, which passes by just so quickly. I keep thinking he's just this little grasshopper, but he's not. He's now just turned 14. And I run Live Snap Love, which is an online photography resource. And that's been great for me because that means I'm just working from home rather than having to go back out into the workplace. And that's everything about me, I think.
Oh, nice. Okay, then let's talk about you as a photographer, because everything is like founded around you as a photographer. Your podcast is just everything. Yeah. So tell us like what inspired you to become a photographer, and then just talk about your journey, your podcast, everything you do.
Well, I have to say, I was never actually wanted to get into photography. It wasn't something that I felt inspired to do. It was actually my husband who bought me my first camera as a Christmas present. So I hadn't asked for it. I'd never even mentioned wanting to learn photography. And he just thought it would be a really good project for me. He thought I would really enjoy it. He knew that I quite enjoy being creative. And he thought this would be really good for me. So he bought me that first camera. And I have to say, I just wasn't really into it to begin with. I didn't really quite, it just didn't really appeal to me that much. And I ended up taking a online course here in the UK. It's an open university course. You just learn photography online. And it was just such a dry and boring course. It really spoke about the technical side of photography, about how your camera works or how lenses work and refraction and circle of confusion. And it was like, this is not for me at all. So I kind of gave it up. I just kind of popped it onto a shelf in the cupboard and it sat there gathering dust until my son was born in 2009, late 2009. And at that point, I just wanted to kind of slow it all down a little bit. I just wanted to sort of capture all the sort of things that were happening in our days. And you know what it's like, you're just in love with your new baby when it arrives. And at that point, I was really trying to get into photography. That was, I think that's when I felt really inspired to be a photographer rather. So, you know, that was 2-3 years after getting my first camera. I would say that's when I really felt inspired to learn photography and really get good at it.
So you were really inspired from your child, just wanting to slow down, capture the moments. And you already had a nice camera. So
it was great. It worked out really well.
Maybe that's what it was for. Maybe your husband was like, I just have this intuition that she's going to need this camera one day. Because like, you know, what are the odds? He would just get you a camera and you're like, okay, thank you. This is great.
It was a random present, but it worked out well.
So tell me about Live, Snap, Love and your podcast. What was the segue into just wanting to capture these everyday moments into, hey, I'm going to help someone else learn how to use their camera and capture these everyday moments. And then let's do this podcast to talk about photography and help others. So kind of like go through that with me.
Yeah. So when I, as I said, that first course that I took in photography was just really dry, really boring. And I started to learn photography myself online and I found it really difficult to begin with. And a lot of the resources were aimed at, this sounds really sexist when I say this, but I say like men with cameras, but it was very, and I, that does sound sexist and I appreciate that, but it was that kind of more into sort of landscapes and macro and it was all very technical and they kind of went more into that side of it, which really didn't interest me at all. So I started Live, Snap, Love really as a way of reaching out and teaching other mothers that photography doesn't need to be this kind of dry, boring thing where, again, when I first started out, it was almost as though there was always a name as well. It was like moms with cameras was a derogatory term. It was like, you're not photographers, you're just moms who want to capture their kids, and I thought, no, I want to be a photographer. And I saw amazing photos of just everyday moments with their children, but the images were beautiful and they were really artistic and gorgeous, and I wanted to capture those, and I knew that other people wanted that without having this whole kind of technical side of it. So that's why I created Live, Snap, Love, just to kind of make it more fun and approachable and more like you were learning from a friend over coffee, as opposed to, you know, class book, this kind of classroom way of learning photography. So that's when we started Live, Snap, Love. Now that would have been back in around 2014. So I've been doing this for a while. And so that's been going on for a while. So we did blog posts for a long time. There's lots of courses that I've created over the years. And then last year, I started the podcast. And it was just, for me, it was another way of sort of meeting new people, chatting about photography, and reaching more people with what I wanted to say. So it's basically just an extension of Live, Snap, Love, but it's great because I get to talk. And as you can tell, I can talk quite a lot and for quite a long time. I just keep going.
I love it. And then the Scottish accent, of course, everything. I could just sit here all day and listen to you talk. So in college, I was an art major, but it was really more painting. And I took some photography classes, you know, just to learn. And it was fun. But I remember, like, I was going into it thinking, oh, I'm so excited to learn how to make beautiful pictures. And I was thinking more the finished product than learning how to get there. So I had to go through, like, the really technical stuff. And I was like, wow, this is boring. But I know I need to learn it, you know, to take good photos. But and then once we watched this documentary, I don't remember much from my photography class, but I remember watching this documentary. It was about this female photographer. And she was talking about how she captures her photographs. Nothing was technical, but I felt like I was still, like, learning. Like, I was thinking, oh man, it was almost just emotional. She was like, this is how I get this perfect, you know, like, setup, or how I do this. And she was just so passionate. You could tell it was like her life, but it wasn't like, put the f-stop here. But it was something that I'll, like, always remember. I'm not a photographer. I have a camera, you know, I can take a pretty good picture, right? But, like, I'm not a photographer. But I remember feeling like I learned more in that one documentary about this, like, really passionate woman than in all the worksheets I did in that whole class.
There's, I think, as you say, there's a way of teaching that that doesn't have to be this more inspiring. It's more like, well, if you do this, this, and this, this is what you can kind of get. And this mm-hmm. is where we can go with this. And it's more exciting than this is how your camera works.
Right.
I don't need to know that. I just need to know what to do to get images that I love. I don't need to know how my camera does it, or, you know, the how that sensor picks it up. And no, don't
right.
need that.
So let's move on to talking about you as a mom. How do you find the balance of your creative life and motherhood? And what would you tell another mom on how just to dive into their next project or their first project, something they want to start, but motherhood can be overwhelming with kids at any age? Tell us your thoughts.
Well, for me, I have to say photography was a little bit of a lifeline almost when my son was young, because I had worked in a corporate job before that. I was a business development manager, so I was used to going out to work all day in a suit, being around other parents, and then I'm stuck at home with a baby and a toddler. Mm-hmm. And I found that quite lonely at times, and I didn't really feel like myself in that early bit. And I think a lot of parents can relate to that you're the one that's at the coalface, or, you know,
100%.
And you don't have a lot of time for yourself. And I was thinking about going back to work, but I didn't want to sort of put him into, you know, at that time and all that. So photography just turned out to be one of the best things I could have done, because it allowed me to be creative, and it had something for myself, and I was learning something new. But it was something that I was able to do with my child as well, because he bore the brunt of my practice sessions in photography. So I could do it with him. But from that, obviously, a lot of things have come. I did start my own professional photography business, and I had that for a while before I focused mainly on teaching. But I have to say, I think I would have been a little bit lost without having some form of creative outlet, mm-hmm. wherever that may be. I think for me, it happened to be photography, because I had that camera sitting there, but I'm glad I had something. So I think I would say to anyone who is a parent, who is maybe struggling a little bit, is to just to make sure that you have something for yourself, because I think if you don't, you're not, well, I don't know how to quite say this, but I feel like I was a better parent by able to have things that lit me up. I didn't feel as sort of hemmed in, or I don't know quite how to put it, but there was something there for me. And so I encourage everybody who comes into our courses, you know, I don't have time to do this. Like, you know what, just 15 minutes a day, that's all you really need. And you can either learn photography, or you can use that for practicing, but it's something that is just for you. And I think that is just so important when you are a parent, actually at any age. So as I say, my son's now 14, so he's definitely well grown up and doesn't need me on a daily basis. but I still love photography. I still capture my day-to-day life. For me, it is a form of, I don't want to say a form of therapy, but it's like a form of mindfulness. Because when I'm taking a photo, I'm noticing the light, I'm noticing the way it looks on the leaves, I'm just noticing everything around me. And it is this form of therapy where you're just doing something for yourself and you are just focusing on the beauty of something. And I find that really relaxing. And I guess it is a form of mindfulness. And I know people say that they do mindfulness exercises. I don't actually know what that is, but yeah. I'm guessing that photography is a form of that because you are focusing on that moment and everything else just gets pushed aside for a little bit. And I find that very relaxing and it definitely something that was fantastic when it was a bit more stressful back in those earlier days when they are more sort of tugging on you every 5 minutes, having something, some time that you can just go away, calm down, or not calm down, but just sort of relax and get into a sort of creative frame of mind, really important for me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I get it. My kids are 4 and 6 right now. So I'm in that constantly being touched phase and I'm just not big on that anyway. So I'm like, I love my kids so much, but guys, can you not touch me for 5 minutes? Just give me 5 minutes and I'll be touched.
Like, I'd spend longer in the bathroom than you really need.
Right.
You come and get me for about 20 minutes.
I know. But I still go in there, but I try. Yeah. I like how you said it's not necessarily a form of therapy. It's more like mindful. And I think mindfulness and stuff, those can just be buzzwords lately. So yeah. Like, do we really know what that means? We just know we're relaxing and being happy, right?
There's something to be said for being in the moment because I do this and I'm sure other people do, is you're constantly thinking, I need to go and get this done. And then once I finish that, I'll go and get this done. And then you have this to-do list and your day is somewhat mapped out with, okay, I've got this time, then we're going away to this activity. And then even now it's like, right, I've got to go and pick him up. I've got an activity. Now it's more chauffeuring them around, to be honest, but you're still... And you can be constantly thinking 2 steps ahead about what you're meant to be doing or what's next on your to-do list. So just having some time where you are not focusing on your to-do list, you're not 5 minutes in advance, you're not thinking about what's happened before, you are just there in that moment. And I think photography is one of those things you are in that moment because you're looking at it through this through your viewfinder and you're looking at everything that's going on in that frame, whether that be the light or composition or expressions or absolutely everything is, and you're right there in the moment. So that's for me why photography, I'm sure it is the same with other forms of creative, like painting and so on. You must be there in the moment there as well.
I think every human needs to do that, whether you're a mom or not. But when you're a mom, you just kind of have that extra layer of, okay, I need to go in here for 20 minutes or let me, do photography. Let me write something. Let me this, journaling's big. So you have to make those times for yourself and definitely do it on purpose and be intentional about it.
I do think women in particular are guilty of putting everyone else first. We make sure everyone else is taken care of. And then if there's any time left at the end of the day, we'll probably fill it trying to do something for someone else. and it is exactly whatever it is for you that makes you happy, if that's writing or photography or painting or drawing or just scribbling, whatever it is that is for you. I just think it's so important to take that little bit of time.
Wow, Audrey, thank you for being here and talking with me. I, again, could talk to you all day. But I loved our chat. Where can people find you online to connect with you on social media? If they're interested in learning photography from you, whether it's from your podcast or actually, learning it one-on-one, tell us where they can find you online.
Okay. So I have the website, which is livesnaplove.com. And on there is lots and lots of blog posts, which have got tutorials, step-by-step guides on everything. Also, you can get the Photography Made Simple podcast, which is pretty much everywhere that you'll get your podcasts. And you can also find me on Instagram as @livesnaplove and the same on Facebook. And I'm not really on any other social media channels. I'm not big on social media, it has to be said. For a photographer, I post very little on social media, which is terrible. But yeah, if you go to livesnaplove.com/everything, which is a page on the website which has everything. So it has all of our freebies. So we've got free workshops, got free sort of guides for learning your camera. We've got, there's loads of stuff there, both free and paid, for you to learn photography. But do check me out there at livesnaplove.com. That's kind of like the hub for everything. So that's where I spend most of my time.
To get Audrey's 5-day beginners photography bootcamp for free, go to livesnaplove.com/bootcamp and enter the promo code MOMSWHOCREATE. No credit card needed, none of that, just a gift to you from Audrey. Again, livesnaplove.com/bootcamp, enter promo code MOMSWHOCREATE. Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you next week.